Number 8, you must have an elevator speech. Now, what's an elevator speech? Imagine you're on an elevator with 15 people. Some of them are your quality prospects, but you don't know which of the 15 people is a quality prospect, and neither does he or she. The elevator's hot and crowded. In order to get out of the elevator, you must find all your quality prospects. Patience is running thin. People are getting edgy as they look at their watches and loosen their shirt collars. What should you do? You make a 1-minute statement that allows your quality prospects to identify themselves. Before I share with you a few great examples of elevator speeches, let me show you a few poor ones. Here's a poor one. We're America's number one seller of widgets. The answer then, or the question is after that, so what? Another poor example. We have the highest quality products. Doesn't everyone say that? Here's another poor example. Food that tastes great. That's what we sell. Well, that's the minimum I would expect anyway. What makes you special? Now let's look at some good examples. We help people get free cars and pay raises. And what you want to ask after that is, how do you do that? Another great example. We help business owners make instant income. Again, how do you do that? Great example. We select authors, speakers, and experts who have a book, training system, or business model. We take you by the hand and show you how to build an information empire, and you own it. Wow, how do you do that? Number 9, the back-end value of your customers. Information empires are not businesses that make a one-time sale and throw away the customer. An information empire is built on one great idea that's leveraged all the way. Highly profitable, large information empires sell redundant media to their customer base. This is similar information packaged in multiple ways. And yes, this is what customers want and what they're willing to pay for. Let's say you're a real estate expert. You know many ways for profitably buying and selling real estate. In fact, you've purchased over $1 million in real estate yourself and have helped others purchase significant amounts of real estate. You believe real estate can be a wealth generator for many people. You want to help people position themselves for both cash now and a stable retirement. So you think of first writing a book. Fine, your book is complete and it's now selling for $15. On average, depending on how you're published, traditionally published or self-published, you make anywhere from 50 cents to $10 a book. This is where most authors stop. Now, let's say you're more enterprising than most. You decide to give a $40 all-day Saturday class at your local community college. You're paid $10 a student and 20 people attend. You made $200 for training all day. This is where most enterprising authors get frustrated and quit. You're different, though. You know there must be a way. You see other people making millions by selling their information products and services, and you want to do the same. So you learn how to do this. You learn that a book is among the least profitable of your information products. You agree. You need to have your information available in more profitable forms. You learn how to create an audio program with hard costs of less than $10, but it sells for up to $100. You also learn how to put together a home study course with less than $25 in hard costs that clients purchase for $300 to $500. Then you learn you might be able to package your expertise, your information into $5,000, $10,000, even $20,000 experiences. The hard cost of these experiences could be less than $1,000. Now that's profit. It sure beats giving up a Saturday for $200.